process. When there's a process, we want to revert back to where it was easier, but it's not profitable to you. Your next level lies within the ability to keep moving forward. Your next level, it's in your ability to keep moving forward, regardless of the press, regardless of the stress. If you can't be defeated, you won't be defeated. There's no need for wasted cycling. Hear me today. This is your victory season. 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 You don't need to no longer fight unnecessary battles. We press through with him to be pressed on by him. Pressure produces. I'm going to say it again. Pressure produces. The amount of pressure in the atmosphere determines whether that it rains or not outside. The amount of pressure in the atmosphere in your praise and worship determines how much rain comes from heaven and how much glory comes down. Huh? The lack of expectancy is deadly. I'm going to say it again. The lack of your expectancy with God is deadly. Because everything you need is in the heavens. When you have a deadline for a project or a bill, what does it do? It puts pressure on you to get that in the mail and get it paid for and get it paid for quick. Why? Because you know if you don't press and meet the deadline, there's going to be a penalty. There's a press for writing songs, to finish those songs. As songwriters, we understand that. You have many pieces, but then you have to put all those pieces together, and you got to find the heart of God, and you have to press in. Sometimes when you don't feel like it, you got to press your way in. And you got to find a song's purpose. You have to find a reason for doing what we are doing. You have to press with God in order to birth out things in your life. And so when a song has God's imprint all over it, it has the ability to change lives and to save lives. But there has to be a press into God to get God's imprint. Somebody give him a praise. I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost here. He's here. He's here. He's here. Abraham wavered not. Noah kept building. Daniel in the lion's den, it was a very dangerous place. But in his time with God, he was praying anyway. I said there was a rule, don't you be praying. Daniel prayed anyway. He pressed with God. And he got God backing him up. So even though he was sent to a lion's den, God, why do I feel like it, when I serve you and I press in, I get punished? I used to say that. But see, God had Daniel. Even though there was repercussions of serving his God, God had his back in the lion's den. And so even though those lions were hungry, those lions just had to be calm and they had to go to sleep. Go to sleep, kitty cat. Esther was pressed very hard with a situation that could have destroyed her whole nation, her people. Huh? But the press didn't even put a crack in these people. There was no break in their resolve. Do you have that today? What was on the inside of them was much greater than anything that was on the outside of them. Do you have the Holy Ghost and fire today? Fire will burn up anything that is in your way. Press. Tell someone, say, press. because you got more power than the devil. Proverbs 24 and 10. I love this. Now, these are not my words. I want you to understand. Providence is not being hard. This is what the word of God says. Proverbs 24, 10. If you faint in your day of adversity, your strength is small. The New Living Translation, I like it. It says this. It says, if you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. And then there's another translation which I even like even more. If you faint in a crisis, you are weak. So it's important that you understand we're giving specific instructions in the Bible never to faint. Someone say never. Never to faint. Never stop when you're tired. Only stop when you're finished. The Bible says to always be abounding in the work of the Lord. Abounding, abounding. That is superfluous. It's over in abundance. Always abound in the work of God. Don't be weary in well-doing. Come on. You know what? In life, sometimes in my timeline, I might need a pause. Why do I need a pause? Because I need to go and wait on the Lord that he might renew my strength. Come on here. But my wait time is not a stop time. It's not wasted time. I didn't back up. I just paused to get with God and get my strength. There's a difference. Tell someone there's a difference. Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, you will reap if you faint not. So this is my reaping season. Do you know what season you're in today? Do you know what season that you're in today? Do you know that you can be a season changer? Simply by your reactions and your response to the press. The pressure that is in your life will show you and magnetize to you exactly where you are, who you are, and what you're made out of. Woohoo! You can take my reverb a little down a little further if you want to there. So I just want to bring to your attention, Jesus in the garden had intense prayer. It says that he prayed so intensely. I wonder when the church is ever going to get back to the prayers of a fervent, fiery people. Not blah, 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 blah. Oh, Jesus, I'm tired of boo, 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 boo. No, you're not pressing with him. I don't do it in myself. We stir up a well, spring up a well within my soul. Stir up the gift of God that is in you. You stir it up, not me stir it up for you. You stir it up. Tell someone, just slap them and say, stir it up. You better be on fire. And I want you to see that Jesus in the garden with intense prayer, he pressed through. Your Jesus pressed through. Are you listening to me today? And when it came to the price for you and me, it was not cheapened. He was pressed with the power of God to go all the way through and become our victory. Aren't you glad about that today? Because great things are costly and they never go on discount. I'm going to say it again. I said I've never found on the clearance rack anything that was of great high value. And he ain't putting you on a clearance rack. So guess what? You're going to have to make it through the press. Well, I wish I had a church up in here because I could preach this thing. Let me tell you that right now. Some of the things that you face is because God is breaking the hold of small off of your life. And he desires to bring you into greater things. God trusts you with the test. I tell my mentees that all the time. God trusts you with the test. He believes in you more than you believe in you. He just wants you to lean into him so that you're not doing it in your own strength. Because see, God sees a champion. God sees a victor. He sees a royal priesthood. Oh, somebody. God sees a mighty army in you. Somebody say, that's me. He sees us in our weakness, yes, and that's why he is your I do. When I am weak, then I am strong. That simply means when I do feel weak, I lean into him and I don't stay weak. Come on here, somebody. Tell someone there ain't no excuses for that. He's much stronger than the strongest cup of coffee that you're reaching for every day. Now, I know we got some coffee drinkers in here. I don't know what you're reaching for every day, but I'm telling you, he's much stronger than any cup of coffee you could ever reach for. He's more than double espresso. He's greater than the biggest shot of nicotine you could ever find. Jesus, that's my God. What is it? He's the unlimited source of more than enough. So we have to learn to go to the source. Don't lose your pursuit. It's the fire, the passion, the energy to keep moving. And if you will press with me, you will be pressed with me. Evangelist Sean Strong, I love this. He said this, and I told him, I said, Sean, I'm going to use your quote. And he says, I don't worship to impress God. I worship God to impress me. That's so powerful. I wish somebody would give God a praise. Because I know we got some worshipers and praisers up in here that have been marked with God. Status quo Christianity has lost their pressing power with God. Because the imprint of God has not been pressed into them. They hang around, but they look for the drive-through process and a microwave quickie, and they end up short-term people because they weren't built right and built strong to begin with. Come on here. Help me preach today. I'm ready. When churches and pulpits left the sacred root, the values of real commitment and devotion and being sold out to God. Do you remember the day when the preachers used to preach that when you come to an old-fashioned altar and give your heart and life to Jesus Christ, all those old things will pass away and God deserves 100% of who you are. You become sold out. That means there ain't no price tag on you no more. That means the devil can't come to your vending machine and put money in there and pull you aside. If it's too loud for you, go out in the foyer. Praise the Lord. So what happened? Churches, they created a sissified culture that always get offended over minuscule things, and ease and comfort is all that they are built for. Oh my God. And we find that the church right now is not really built for spiritual war and conquering abilities. The snowflake season is over. I said the snowflake season is over. Snowflake Christians are not going to make it in the last and evil day. They're not even going to make it in this day. We see it already just because of a contagion, yes, deadly. But I'm telling you, there's other things more deadly coming down the pipeline. And if you can't make it through this, if you can't get beyond fear in this, I fear for you in the up and coming days. I'm not a doom and gloom preacher, but I am telling you, God wants you army strong. And he wants you to press. Somebody say press. 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 The problem with snowflake Christians is when the temperature gets warm enough, snowflakes melt away. Or they move to a colder temperature to be comfortable. God will bring you a up into a powerhouse. He'll bring you where the anointing, where the fire of God is, where your next level is. And if you are snowflake Christian and you feel the temperature rising, you're thinking, ooh, I don't know what's happened to me. I'm melting away. Thank God. Come on here. Because he's not building you to melt away at every bit of fire that comes against your life. When adversity comes to you, come on, let the fire come. That's all right, because your fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost, is much stronger than the fire from the enemy. You are able to quench all the fiery darts of the adversary. You gotta be dressed right. Come on, army of the Lord, you gotta be dressed right. You're a soldier in the army of the Lord. Yes, you are. God's not building snowmen. He's building an army. They're on fire. They're tenacious. They're unmovable. They're full of power, love, and a sound mind that will represent the kingdom of God. I said they're going to represent the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is not weak. Now, I want you to tune your spiritual ears right now. This is extremely important. Give me the lights and run the video. Woo!
Not at the 20 yet. Forget the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it. No, don't stop, Brock. You got more in you than that.
Hey, done. Just resting a second.
You gotta keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit till you got nothing left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going. Keep driving it. Keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. That's it. Your very best. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Don't quit till you got nothing left. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on, keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
I'm about out of strength.
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going. You hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
My arms are burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. Your best. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. 20 more. Keep going, Brock. Give me your best. Don't quit! No! Keep going! Keep going! Keep going! Don't quit! Don't quit! Don't quit! Brock Kelly, you don't quit! Keep going! Keep going! Go, Brock Kelly! You don't quit on me! No! You keep going! You keep going! Go, Brock! 10 more steps! 10 more! 10 more! 10 more! Keep going! Don't quit! Give me your heart! You can! You can! Five more! Five more! Come on, Brock! Come on! Don't quit! Don't quit! Come on, Brock! Two more! One more!
It's got 50. 50. I'll have any more.
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone.
Stand to your feet, everybody!
Brock, you are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they. Don't tell me you can't give me more than what I've been seeing.
Do you hear God? Keep going. Keep going. Lift your hands up in the presence of the Lord. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep going. You've got more. Give him more. Give him your best. Don't quit. Don't quit. If it burns, Keep going, keep going. The student didn't know how strong he really was, but the teacher, the coach, the mentor believed in him. And please notice, the coach did not pacify and compromise to a wrong perception. He pressed all the way through. Press. 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 Come on. Press. Defeat the devil. Name of Jesus. Be relentless. Press your way. Begin to speak in an unknown tongue. Come on, press in the spirit, press in the spirit, press in the spirit, press in the spirit, press in the spirit. There's a reward for the press. There is a reward for your press. Your reward. His overflow is your reward. Press. I know the enemy tries to press you. I know sometimes there's heavy weights on your back. I know depression tries to come. Keep the press. Seconds, go as far as you can go. That's it. I'm hearing an army arise. Ah, there's one that just fell out in the spirit. Nobody touched him. You can press your way into a new dimension with God. If you press with him, you will be pressed by him. Speak in those tongues. Speak in those tongues. Speak in them tongues. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, shada da 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 da. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're pressing past every principality, every spirit of wickedness in high places that tries to exalt itself and make it ruler. You are pressing past enemy forces into God territory. Oh my God, I feel him, I feel him, I feel him, I feel him. Woo! That's right, Pastor Jason, go ahead and swim in the deep. Go ahead and swim out deeper. Go ahead and swim in the dark place. Oh, shada da 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 da. There's a place where the supernatural overtakes your natural. The woman with the issue of blood, she had a press. And the supernatural overtook her natural. But she had to press. She had to press. Because every key has a unique imprint to unlock certain doors. It doesn't unlock all doors, but the one it's imprinted for. Hey! So what door of life do I want to walk through? I just want to be imprinted for him and with him. I'm not interested in any other door, because Jesus says he is the only door. If you come any other way, you are a thief and a robber. He is the only door. I feel the Lord. We're good. We're good. We're good. That's it. Come here, sweetheart. Come here, sweetheart. Come here, sweetheart. You, yes, come here. Keep playing. Come on. Come here. Come here. Come here. Stand right there. Lift up your hands. That's it. That place. That place. Every bit of shyness. Every bit of feelings of insecurity the enemy has tried to hang over your head, they will not be hanging anymore. Just like that. Just like that. Yep. Yep. They're leaving. And the boldness, Brittany, come here. Brittany, come here. The boldness and the baptism of holy fire, pray over her belly. Is coming to you now. 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 Rise, strong woman of God. Come on, someone, magnify and glorify the name of Jesus. Give him a hand of praise. Give him a hand of praise. That's it. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. That's not a feeling. That's not an emotion. It's not an emotional drug. It's not a hype. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the power back. We need the power back. We need the power to press. That's it. That's it. Let him baptize you. Let him baptize you. Let him baptize you. How much fire do you want? How much power do you want? How much glory do you want? Let you. Let him possess you. Let him fill you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Yep. There it is. There it is. You're going to learn to pray with each other and pray for one another with power. You can never defeat the devil in a backslidden state. Please hear me. It is impossible to defeat your adversary when you in a backslidden state. You can come to church every Sunday and serve in the church and still be backslid. Because you backslid, you backed up in your heart. Jesus says, you honor me with your lips, you sing, you clap your hands, you jump for joy. He said, but your mouth is moving, but your heart ain't engaged. Your heart's not activated. Your heart is not consummating, engaged to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Covenant betrothal. I got power with God when I'm betrothed to only one. I feel the voice of the heavens reverberating right now over your life. I want you to see this. Next screen, please. You take the garments out to press your garments, right, church? And that iron is a very hot iron, and your garments have to be pressed to look their best. So we use a hot, someone say hot, hot iron to get the wrinkles out. My cold iron can sit on the ironing board all day long, Whitney, and if it's cold, it has not the ability to press out the wrinkles. I feel the, man, Apostle, I feel the whirlwind of God. They're just quick. You got to catch them. They're just like, and you got to be able to catch it just like that. Because see, you're in a church that you already know better, so that it don't take you a long time. So he just comes fast and he comes quick. And you got to be able to reach out and acknowledge and recognize and grab a hold of it just like that. Ooh. Ooh. So it's a hot iron. Cold environments. Cold hearts. Religious duty song services. And some of this pat you on the back sermon. Don't remove wrinkles. Sometimes I then have to add steam, as you see here. I have to add steam with the pressure. Have you ever had wrinkles? The iron was hot. And I could feel the hand of God. I could feel the pressing. Because, boy, I still had a stubborn wrinkle in there. I still got up with an attitude. I still had some rebellion lying on the way down deep inside because of maybe a life impact that I faced or went through. It rooted a thing up in there. And even though I felt the pressure of God's arm on the iron to get the wrinkle out, all of a sudden it got real hot and I began to sweat in the realm of the spirit because steam was then added to the heat. Do you understand? Can you see? Oh, when you have a revelation, you get a different manifestation. And you don't get mad at God when you feel the press. You don't get upset with him when you feel the press. Because he says, don't be ignorant about spiritual things. He says, come into knowledge and understanding and come into wisdom. And so we understand that when he gets the wrinkles out, we are appreciative of the one that's holding the iron. I have not the ability to iron out my own wrinkles. I can say, Lord, please help me. Watch out. I really don't want this anymore. I don't want to. Man, that stupid temptation keeps knocking on my door, and I can defeat it 2 and 3 times. But then it knocks harder and louder. And God, man, when it does, that's when I stumble around. With my flesh. Am I talking to you today? I know I am. And so God is the only one with the ability to get out every spot. Spot remover. You don't want no spots in your clothes. You are beautiful to him. He is looking for a bride without spot or wrinkle. You are the bride of Christ. I don't want you to move your spiritual posture, but I do want you to be seated. I'm gonna bring it home. Woo! Next screen. Before you are ready to be presented, you will be pressed first. There is no presentation that glorifies the King of Kings and Lord of Lords without first you have been pressed. Someone should give him praise because that's exciting. I know sometimes it don't always feel good, but it's good. Next, you get oil only by pressing. This is the old biblical. They take that big, heavy thing and go around and around and around and around, putting pressure on that, and it would squeeze out the olives and bring out the oil. Tell somebody, stay in the press. Why? Because glory is attracted to the oil. That's huge, and you need to not miss that. His glory is attracted to the oil that has been squeezed from your life. Holy anointing oil. Because the glory of God cannot come upon a people that, first of all, don't have anointing. The anointing is the power of God that enables you to stand under the glory. Get the anointing. Stay in the press. God showed me one more thing. He says, well, what about what's pressed upon us? We're going to look at Genesis chapter 30. We find that Jacob had been very faithful. Just continue. Jacob supplied. Had been very faithful and caused Laban's wealth to begin to multiply and to greatly increase. Jacob was now then focused in his timeline of life to taking care of his own. And so Laban asked Jacob, and Jacob said, I need to go, and I need to let my family go over here. And Laban asked Jacob to name your wage, Jacob. In Genesis 30, 31, Jacob said, you know what? I'll take away the speckled and spotted sheep and goat. And so what happened is all the solid color of the flock went to Laban, which it looks like that's all in Laban's favor. Because how many know in the Bible days for sacrifice, it couldn't be any spotted, speckled, nothing. Be pure to present before God. But Jacob, Genesis 30, 37 to 41, I feel the anointing power of God. Jacob took some branches from poplar, almond, and plane trees and peeled off strips of bark, making white streaks on them. Then he placed the peeled branches in watering troughs where the flocks came to drink, for that was where they made it. And when they made it in front of the white streaked branches, they gave birth to young that were streaked, speckled, and spotted. Jacob separated those lambs from Laban's flock, and at mating time, he would turn the flock to face Laban's animals that were streaked or black. This is how he built his own flock instead of increasing Laban's. Whenever the stronger females were ready to mate, Jacob would place the peeled branches in the watering troughs in front of them, and then they would mate in front of the branches. Sounds a little weird, don't it? Let's go on. But he didn't do this with the weaker ones. So the weaker lambs ended up belonging to Laban. And the stronger ones became Jacob's. And as a result, Jacob became very wealthy with large flocks of sheep and goats, male and female servants, and many camels and donkeys. And we fast forward to Genesis 31, 6 through 12. You know, Jacob is telling Rachel and Leah, you know how hard I've worked for your father. He worked for Rachel all that time and ended up going to the tent and getting Leah instead. And then he had to work some more and get Rachel. And so this father kind of had a thing going on and made it tough for Jacob. But oh my God, God has Jacob in his hand. So Jacob says, you know how hard I've worked for your father? But he has cheated me, changing my wages 10 times. But God has not allowed him to do me any harm. I'm trying to help somebody today. For he said, the speckled animals will be your wages. So the whole flock began to produce speckled young. he changed his mind and said, okay, wait a minute. The striped animals then will be your wages. But then the whole flock produced striped young. In this way, God has taken your father's animals and he has given them to me. My favorite verse is this, verse 10. Here we find a clue. Say there's a clue. Jacob says, one time during the mating season, I had a dream. Don't fly over that when you need that. It's like, you know, ladies, one time, it was during this mating season, I had this dream. Let's see what it was. And he says, and I saw that the male goats were mating with the females and were streaked and they were speckled and spotted. Then in my dream, the angel of God said to me, Jacob. And I replied, yes, here I am. The angel said, look up and you will see that only the streaked, speckled, spotted males are mating with the females of your flock. For I have seen how Laban has treated you. God has got your back. I need you to know that. I need you to believe it today. God has got your back. What people try to withhold from you, lie on you, cheat on you, oh, you just wait, because my God has the final move. And if he has to send an angel from heaven to give me a clue of how to get out of this, he will speak to me. Jesus, you can say it's God's providential breeding program. That's what I heard him say. This is the one very, very crucial thing I want you to see today. Even sheep and goats, what they looked upon, they became. What they looked upon, they became. If you look upon the wrong things, you become transformed into the thing you're looking on. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you're seeing. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear, for the Father above is looking down. So whatever they looked upon, they became, and what they looked upon daily. Every time they drank in the water trough, Pastor, would be the thing from God they needed to be looking at. Because it's true, the daily you becomes the future you. It's what I do every day that determines what I become upon my tomorrow. Remember Glory Conference, what you behold, you become. Oh, there's a holy drunk right there. Get it, girls. Get it. Oh, to be looking upon God and be imprinted by him on our hearts. Isn't that a good thing? Come on, let's give God a praise for that. I'm glad I'm imprinted with the power and the glory of God on my life. So let me ask you today, what are you gazing upon that is manifesting the fruit of success? What are you looking at that is manifesting the fruit of your success? Should I say, who are you gazing upon? Because what you see is what you get. Bringing it home. Next, there are times that you must press to see. Sometimes I know in my own life, I've had trouble seeing, you know, and I'm trying to see, and I was seeing, and now, you know, doubt and discouragement tries to come to my front porch, and it rings the doorbell, and it just wants to come in, get in my mind, you know, and so I have to get in my press to see what God is saying, not what I'm feeling. So sometimes you have to press to see. You have to have the ability to zoom in on what God is saying. I'm not going to talk about prophetic gifts right now, but there's a key with your ability and skill to zoom in. I'm going to move on. I will be teaching that at some point. The final press is in the advertisement. Next, come on. The final press is the advertisement. Wow! Of a final product that is worthy of public notoriety. The Bible tells us, church, if you pray in secret, He will reward you. But first of all, I must be one that knows how to go into the room and enter into my closet and place my to-do list over here and the frustrations of the day over here, because I had to take care of all that. God understands it's a natural life, and I'm flesh and bone, and I walk on the dirt, ground to earth, just like everybody else. And so I have to learn how to press my schedule and make a place and make room and go into that closet and get along with God. However you have to do it, you just need to do it. That's why when we have prayer, you need to come and be in prayer. Because your private prayer will give you power in public prayer, in corporate prayer. But there's a reward in the press, my friend. Please hear my heart. If I could just get the body of Christ to just understand that all that there is reward coming to me every time I press. Go ahead, give Him praise. If one claps, let us all clap. Yeah. Ooh. Final thing God gave me: fire leaves a mark, but glory leaves a residue. I can look around and I can tell where fire has been. If I can see a building and a fire had been there and the fire is now extinguished, there's always a mark that is left where fire has been. But you can always see where glory is. We say this old term, got milk? Remember the commercial, got milk? And what happens? They get this milk mustache around them, right? Because they were drinking this cup of ice cold milk. It's so good that it leaves evidence that you drank from it. So the same way that it is, I say, do you got God? Only if you're drinking of His Spirit will you have residue on your lips. Joy has just come in the room. There's a joy angel right over here. Oh, I guess the joy angel just walked over here. I don't know if you've seen that. Come on, be in the Spirit. Did you just see that? No, there was a movement. You can't see the angels move, but they just moved. It's the law of recognition. Wow, that's cool, God. I love this. Fire is consuming, while glory is transforming. The fire of God will burn away dross, your addiction, and glory will change bad addiction to a holy addiction. I'm addicted to you, Jesus. And when you get a God addiction, you no longer crave the bad addiction. Got God? Fire is consuming. I let him have it. Ooh. Well, I guess the angel just walked over there to Miss Whitney. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And he is strengthening those who are ready right now. Come on. Oh, yeah, we ain't bypassing that. Come on, give him praise. Give him glory. Give him glory. I'll take whatever wants to come from the heavens. Jacob's ladder, yes, God. Jacob's ladder, the place of Bethel. Angels ascending and descending on the ladder. Oh, speak in the Holy Ghost. Speak in the Holy Ghost right now. Unleash that tongue. Oh, shatarabaha. You got to get it in the spirit. The things of the spirit, the flesh cannot comprehend. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Let your fire leave a mark. Let the glory leave a residue. Let your glory leave a residue. Let your glory leave a residue. Woo! Oh, Lord. I send it in a wolf. Oh, yes, there is a presence back there at that sound booth. Oh, yeah, let it come over you. Let it come over you. Let him come over you. Let him come over you. Over me. Wash over me. Wash over me. Miss Amanda, come here. I wrote down the time at 2:39 a.m. this morning. Just stay right there. Stay right there. Stay right there. 2:39. You're already feeling the ambience of the presence of God. God, I thank you, because he's going to do something in just a second. At 2:39 a.m., the Lord began to download a word. I had to get out of bed, turn the light on, and I began to script what I heard God saying. Now, there's a couple that was here at Glory Conference, and during Fire and Glory, evidently they had to go home today, but God gave me a word for them. Maybe I will call them and give them that word, but they really should have been here today. Let me exhort you, body of Christ, in something. The right place at the right time is very crucially important. There are divine appointments on the calendar of God with the strike of his finger. He points at a day, a time, and an hour to speak or to come or to confirm things for you. And if you are in your head and you just do things out of the habit of doing them, you will miss what God had for you. But I have one here today that is here. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Miss Amanda, point your hands this way. Whew. I decree over you a next level of organization and clarity of vision. Clarity of vision. God uses you in awesome ways, and creativity and God ideas that come into your spirit. And God sees your heart, and he also sees the underlying dissatisfaction. I heard him say, you understand the flow of the waters of the Spirit, and God is calling you out to the waters, a deeper place, so you can be energized. He simply wants you to dive into his arms and see the goodness of the Lord. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. He wants you to dive into the depths of the water. I want you to see yourself doing that right now. Dive. Splash. I'm going underwater. I'm going down. Down with you, Lord. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Swim, 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 swim. Down, down, down. Keep moving down. Go down, go down. Come on, I'm with you. The Lord is with you. Don't be afraid of the depth. Don't be afraid of repercussion. Don't be afraid. Go on down, go down, go down, go down, go down, go down, go down. Oh, shut, shut. You're not going to run out of breath. I hear the Lord say, you will not run out of breath. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. You can bear the weight of the load of the waters. What? 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 Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, somebody, worship the Lord and speak in your unknown language. Let God be God and let him have his way. Oxygen. There is no oxygen tank here. You're gonna have to breathe in the realm of the Spirit. Only glory carriers will understand that, I know. I'm talking about real glory carriers will really understand that. God says you've removed yourself from the buffering of the waves. Yes, Holy Ghost, you have now removed yourself from the buffering of the waves, and you are in crystal clear waters. Enjoy, my daughter, the depths of the waters of my spirit. Are being stirred right now. There was a season and a time where the angel came and stirred the waters, and everyone tried to swim and get in the pool of Bethesda while the angels were troubling the waters. The water is troubled right now.